Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 24th week after the Sunday of Trinity Thursday. Our scripture reading comes from Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through 29. Now, before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian, for in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. Our scripture lesson comes from John chapter 1, verse 12. To all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave power to become children of God. If one takes the word in its strict meaning, we should always recognize a Christian from the fact that he receives from Christ alone and has Christ in him. For that is what the term Christian basically means. Just as one calls someone white from his whiteness, or black from his blackness, or big from his bigness, so also a Christian is named from Christ, whom he has in himself, and from whom he receives good. If then a Christian receives the name Christian from Christ, he can never be called a Christian from his works. Similarly, it follows from this that no one ever becomes a Christian from his works. Therefore, those who ply our congregations with their commandments, works, and statutes are seducers who cannot possibly make Christians out of men. Although they profess the Christian name, they still want to load us down under the dead weight of the commandments and works which they set forth. According to works, I can be called a faster, a prayer maker, a pilgrim, but not necessarily a Christian. Even if you wove all your works together and added the works of all others to them, it would not necessarily mean that you have Christ and were entitled to be called a Christian. Christ is completely separated from and higher than any law or human commandment. He is God's Son, prepared only to give and not receive. Let us pray. You are our all, Lord Jesus, and in us all. Without you, we are nothing. Grant that we may ever abide in you and you in us in the tie of faith and love for your name's sake. Amen.
Find the print version of the Luther for the Busy Man daily devotional at ambassadorpublications.org. Luther for the Busy Man is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit flbc.edu to learn how you can start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.